Now, it may seem like a long way for us, but daily conflict is a reality for children living in the Al-Amari refugee camp in Ramallah. So why are they being brought over here? How's it going to help them? Well, Ramadan Shawari is part of the Oxford Ramallah Friendship Association and joins me on the line. Good morning.
Good morning to you and to all the people in Oxford.
Well, they say good morning to you as well. Tell us a little bit about the Oxford Ramallah Friendship Association.
Well, it's a people-to-people link that has been formed 3 years ago. It just linked the people of Oxford to the people in the occupied territories, the West Bank, and it aims to promote understanding between people here from multicultural diversity and the people of Palestine, especially the refugees who were expelled from their homes and they are living now in refugee camps.
So you've been running for 3 years. Tell us more about the exchange and why it was set up.
Yeah, the first visit was done 2 years ago. We brought 8 children from the disadvantaged families from Palestine, from Al-Amari camp to Oxford. They had a tour in Oxford. They met the mayor and they met other organizations here in Oxford, and they even went to London to the parliament. And they had a tour in London. This will open the children's eyes on what's going on around the world. Although the people there in Palestine, especially people in camps, felt that the British government is against their ambition to have their own state, still the people of Britain, especially the people of Oxford, are very sympathetic, and they are supporting the Palestinian cause by helping these children to come and see that a lot of people here in Oxford are supporting them. This will give them a sense that they are not isolated, they are not alone, and that there are some people there in the world, even regardless of the government position, there are people who, from that country or another country, are supporting them.
Yeah, and as far as the backgrounds are concerned of the children, many of them have had, you know, really, really tough time, haven't they?
Yes, for example, the group that we have this year, one of them has his father in prison for 15 years. He is not allowed to visit him. The last time he saw his father was a year ago, and the other girl was 13 years old. Her father was killed by the Israeli soldiers 6 years ago, so she has no father. The other one, his father is unemployed. So each one of those kids in the camp have a special story, because they are mostly come from the poorest and the most disadvantaged families in the camp.
You mentioned the children and feeling sort of quite humbled by the support they've got from people in Oxford and around the county. What do they think of Oxfordshire as a whole?
Well, they are, first of all, overwhelmed with the generosity of people here. And being in the biggest theatre for the last week, they have been training with kids from different cultural backgrounds. This gives them a sense that people from all over who are living in Oxford as English people, although they come from different backgrounds, they fit together in harmony. And this is what they want. They want to be part of this new world, that to be free and to be supported by people in your age around you. This gives them a sense of belonging, that, oh, we are not alone in this world. There are other kids who are from different cultural backgrounds are supporting us and working with us as children. Because children everywhere, they only just want to be to live in a free, peaceful environment.
Ramadan Shawari, many thanks indeed. As part of the Oxford Ramallah Friendship Association on those children, the youngsters coming over to Oxford, and by all accounts, really, really liking the people that they meet, which is good news.